It is 4:16, time for Sarah's Wiki Corner. So, hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Hello, our theme with Christmas characters around the world. Belle Snickle, Befana, and Pear Foutard?
Yes.
All right, and who is number four?
Right, so we've, so far this week, we've been all over the world.
Yes.
Germany, Italy, France, and today we're talking about a Christmas character, actually Christmas characters, more than one,
yeah.
Because this country goes above and beyond with their scary Christmas characters.
Yeah.
And it's Iceland. Iceland. The characters are from Iceland.
All right.
Yes. So they have a Christmas character who is terrifying. Her name is Gryla.
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 Okay.
And she is a mythical giantess.
Oh, wow.
A giantess.
Big lady?
Giant.
Giant.
And she lives in the mountains of Iceland. Her name loosely translates to Growler.
Growl.
Yeah.
Ooh, she's a growler.
Most of the stories told about Gryla were to frighten bad children. As Christmas approaches, Gryla sets off looking for naughty boys and girls. Now, Gryla was not directly linked to Christmas until the 17th century. Prior to that, she represented the threat of winter, just in general, and was seen as actually controlling the landscape in Iceland.
Oh.
The Icelandic people understood themselves to be more like tenants of their harsh environment where glaciers, volcanoes, and earthquakes dominate.
Sure.
And they would view mythical creatures like Gryla as the ones who were really running the show.
Sure.
There.
Sure.
So Gryla, by the time she became associated with Christmas, Gryla had also become the matriarch of a big old creepy family.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
She is seen as the mother of the Yule Lads. Now, I've talked about, a few years ago, I think, I talked about the Yule Lads. They are mischievous pranksters.
Oh, yeah. And, I remember this.
Yeah. And their number has varied over time, but there's currently 13 of these.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
They put rewards or punishments into shoes placed by children on windowsills during the last 13 nights before Christmas. Every night, one Yule Lad visits each child, leaving gifts or rotting potatoes, depending on the child's behavior throughout the year.
Hey, you know what? Lots happened in my life since you did this before, and if rotting potatoes came up, do you know how bad a rotting potato smells?
Yes, I'm aware.
Oh my gosh. We had a bag of potatoes that was next to the fridge and the wall in our kitchen. And, oh my gosh, there was just one in the bottom of the bag that rotted.
Oof.
And then the rot juice seeped out onto the floor.
Yeah.
And there was a seam in the flooring right there.
Oh my gosh.
It gets
worse and worse.
When I tell you it took 3 weeks once it was identified, because you're like, what's that smell?
Yeah.
And then you just get a whiff every now and then. And then once it was identified, you would think you got the smell out. And then the next day it would return. And rotting potatoes, terrible. These
terrible
poor kids.
Right, that is not something you want left in your
shoes. Not in my shoes, no.
No, 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 no.
No.
So each night, one of the Yule Lads visit, and each one ranges from a mere prankster to a homicidal monster who eats children.
Wow.
So
I'll take the prankster, please.
There's one who steals milk, one who slams doors, a sausage swiper, and also a window peeper. And there's others besides that. There's 13 of them.
Jeez.
And so each one comes every night, and each one has a different weird thing that they do. Right.
Bunch of criminals.
Yeah.
So be locked up.
Right. And those are Gryla's children.
Jeez.
So according to folklore, Gryla has been married 3 times.
Oh.
She,
All right.
Her third husband.
Like Larry King.
Her third husband is said to be a troll.
Oh.
Living with her in their cave.
Like an internet troll?
Nope. Like an actual troll.
Oh. Even worse.
They live in the cave with their 13 Yule Lads.
Right.
And also their big black Yule Cat, who is a huge and vicious cat said to lurk about the snowy countryside during Christmas time and eat people who have not received any new clothes to wear before Christmas Eve.
Oh, so just poor people.
People that haven't gotten new clothes before Christmas Eve.
That's terrible.
The threat of being eaten by the Yule Cat was used by farmers as an incentive for their workers to finish processing the autumn wool before Christmas.
Mm.
The ones who took part in the work would be rewarded with new clothes, but those who did not would get nothing and thus would be preyed upon by the monstrous Yule Cat.
That'll get him going.
So that's her pet, is the Yule Cat.
Workplace incentive.
So Gryla has the ability to detect children who are misbehaving year-round.
Oh.
Yes.
All right.
During Christmas time, she comes down from the mountains to search nearby towns for her meal. She leaves her cave and hunts for the naughty children, and she devours them as her favorite snack. Her favorite dish is a stew, a nice stew of naughty kids, for which she has an insatiable appetite. Mm. And according to legend, there is never a shortage of food for Gryla.
Well, the Icelandic kids, you know, they are wretches.
Right,
to
apparently.
Be sure. Do you ever think when they put these things together, do you just think of what else can we add to it to
yeah.
make it more? What about
a
dinosaur?
She's pretty terrible. She let's see if we can give her a creepy family.
Yeah, a fire-breathing
let's just
dragon.
Add it all together. Yeah.
I kind of feel the same way about that program you watch on the HBO. What's that about? The
Game of Thrones?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, like, what can we add? Well, let's add the dragon. No?
Okay. Okay. Well, you don't watch the show, so it's fine.
You picked out a record to go along with Gryla, did you?
Yeah, so we are going to play Monsters Holiday by Bobby Pickett.
Bobby Pickett. Thank you, Sarah.
You're welcome.